It's my pleasure to welcome Peter Joseph into the studio with Marion. Both are familiar faces to me. I know them from my old synagogue, Temple Emmanuel. And it's such a pleasure to have the two of you, although I've never actually seen the two of you in a radio studio, so it feels a bit weird. But anyway, we're speaking with Peter Joseph today because he runs the SAMI Project, which is a grassroots initiative based out of Temple Israel in Hillbrow. It was launched during COVID by Dr. Paul Davis of Beit Emmanuel Progressive Synagogue, together with Reva Foreman of Temple Israel. And it continues to reflect the core values of progressive Judaism by offering food, dignity, and care to those in need. Peter, what a beautiful project, and thank you for coming in to share with us about it.
Good to see you
again. It's good to see you again. Well, you say again, it's been about, what, a year?
Yeah.
Good to see you again. Yeah. And you don't look a day older than you did last time. That's what you're supposed to tell me. Peter, what's the significance for you and the community in continuing a Jewish project of compassion right in the heart of Hillbrow, which is a neighborhood that we all know is so steeped in both Jewish history and present-day hardship?
Those congregants, Paula, and others that donate want to make a meaningful difference to those less fortunate than themselves in an area that was previously inhabited and enjoyed by many Jews. For me, over and above simply doing an EFT to a charity, I feel that being personally involved on a regular basis on the ground makes me far more connected. Sadly, though, Hillbrow is not what it used to be.
No, it isn't what it used to be. But what you're talking about is really what progressive Judaism is so much about. It's progressive Judaism speaks to justice, equality, and dignity for all. How do you see those ideals playing out, not just in what the SAMI project gives, but really in how it gives?
Well, firstly, the project entails collecting food, clothing, and other items for distribution every second Thursday. This includes wrapped sandwiches, packets of EPUP, which is a very nutritious porridge that only requires water or milk, developed by one of our late congregants, Basil Kranzdorf. And then we also have fruit, such as oranges, apples, and bananas. We also have tinned baked beans and fish, or fish, whatever we find on special in the supermarkets. What's really appreciated is soap and toiletries, such as toothpaste. A key benefactor to this project is Lael Bethlehem, who arranges for a young lady named Sharon Mampala, who boils 5 trays of eggs, believe it or not, and prepares 200 sandwiches early on Thursday morning. And she assists us with distribution as well.
That's a lot of eggs.
A lot of eggs. We are also assisted by volunteers from Beit Emmanuel, staff of Temple Israel, and occasionally one or two Jewish congregants from Temple Israel who live in Hillbrow. Our Paul Davis, our chairman, is still very much involved with this project. It's extremely humbling for all of us involved to see how important these items are to the 120 to 140 needy people that queue up, and how great the need is. We really wish we could do more.
I'm just thinking, when you said 200 sandwiches, I mean, that probably translates into about 5 loaves of bread or more, much more. For my maths. How many loaves of bread would that be?
Well, we personally do 5.
Okay.
Which makes like 40 sammis.
And we're talking 200.
And we're talking a crate full.
Oh, wow.
Of sammis. It's fantastic.
It's a phenomenal project. And that's every second Thursday.
Every second Thursday.
Peter, there's something quietly powerful about offering food and care to strangers, because really they are strangers week in and week out. What do you think that this project teaches us about what it really means to, if I can say, do Jewish today?
We all know the meaning of tikkun olam in the Jewish tradition, and the giving of charity in general. Being able to do this act of kindness in person is definitely a humbling experience.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you're engaging with people who are often unseen by society. Have there been moments when this work challenged your assumptions or maybe deepened your understanding of community, both Jewish and human?
When one sees how the recipients clamor to grab a parcel and the desperate look on their eyes, one realizes how privileged we are to be in a position to help those desperate in need, although we wish we could do more.
You know, Peter, I'm struck while you talk about how humbling you speak about it, because there's something very humbling in giving charity and letting the person on the receiving end not feel that they are having to seek charity, like, you know, keeping their dignity and respect.
Yeah.
As I mentioned in the intro, the project was launched during COVID. So it started as a response to a crisis, but it has become a permanent fixture. What does its endurance say about the evolving needs of the city? And I'm thinking that some people might ask why a small shul should keep doing this. So what would you say to those wondering whether such small acts really matter?
We do it from time to time. We do wonder, should we say, from time to time, whether it's worth carrying on. But Reva Foreman has managed to keep Temple Israel going for so long. And when we see the reaction from the people, who are mostly regulars, actually, we realize the importance of the project. We will therefore continue as long as we possibly can.
What an amazing project, and thank you for what you do on behalf of the Jewish community and on behalf of Jewish values. That's Peter Joseph, who runs the SAMI project, a grassroots initiative based out of Temple Emmanuel based out of Temple Israel in Hillbrow. And as I mentioned, it was launched during COVID by Dr. Paul Davis of Beit Emmanuel Progressive Synagogue, together with Reva Foreman of Temple Israel, and it continues to reflect the core values of progressive Judaism by offering food, dignity, and care to those in need. Peter, you're going to come back next week and tell us what else you do.
I can do that. if somebody's interested in walking up the West Cliff steps,
then they have a partner in you.
They have a partner. They have to be a little bit fit, though.
Okay, well, then it won't be me. Marion, you'll have to do that, okay?
No, I do not do that. I help with the sandwiches every second week.